In a lot of ways, I owe all of my success to a handful of Scottish people, not my relatives, but the fact that some of the first song that ever really got on the radio was Take Skinheads Bowling, and it started out by getting played in the BBC, and then the Rough Trade record label kind of picked us up and started distributing us. And even though they were in London, they seemed to be run by Scottish people exclusively. And we never had any fucking idea what anybody was saying to us. Further, well, they would tell me, Lowry. They'd tell me how to spell my name. LOUGHAIEGHWYNDD. Lowry. So, and just to add more to this guttural experience that we were having, which was also it's also helping us, they decided that they would only give us references for crew members that were Scottish. So we had these Scottish publicists and these Scottish radio pluggers and we had the Scottish tour manager later, but we had the Scottish sound guy. And you know how hard it is to when the sound guy is talking to you on stage, is talking to you anyway, can you play your guitar? You never understand what he's saying through the talk back to you anyway. And this guy's name was Spike, and he would talk to us on stage, and we had no idea what he was saying at sound check, and so we would just sort of look and see what he was gesturing at and stuff like that, and then try to play the appropriate instrument. But the show, the sound check always started with this: play the kick. And after a while we figured out, that's the kick drum, right? Well, we had this really great, fantastic, successful tour of the UK and Scotland. I'm not sure that they're really part of the UK. Subtle joke there. It's very devolved of me. We went back to London, and we finally had figured out what our sound man had been saying the whole time, that he starts with play the kick. And then our publicist comes up to us. She sees us in London all happy, and she says, "A brother kick!" Is that a fucking word? And she's brought a kick for us? No fucking idea what she was talking about. We're like, brought us a, yes, I brought you a kick! The tour was so wonderful. A kick! I'm not really good at doing accents, but finally she brings out this beautiful cake for us. Anyway, I put some of them in this song. Oh, and we have the Scottish tour manager later, that we would just torture him by making him say worldwide. Yeah, it's so awesome. Because he said it one day, he said worldwide tour. And we're like, we just bug him every day. Can you say worldwide tour? What the fuck off? No, say it for us. Okay. We didn't leave him alone until he'd say worldwide. The other thing we'd pester him with was squirrel, too. Scott. In Glasgow, I say squirrel. Like, squirrel.